Now let's read and see the first vision of the book of Revelation. I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet which said, "Write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." And I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, with a golden sash around his chest. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in all of its brilliance. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades." That is so important. In a couple chapters, we're going to see the four horsemen come rushing out of the heavenlies, and death and Hades are going to be riding close together. Who holds the keys to death and Hades? It is not Satan. Satan is not an equal God. He is not a God at all. And I want our young people to hear this. There is not a good God and a bad God. Satan is a created being just like you, and he no more wants to go to hell than you do. And when he goes to hell, it will be for punishment, just like any of us that would sin and not go to heaven. Satan does not rule in hell. And shame on us in the church for allowing our children to think so. Hell is a punishment for him, just like it will be for mankind. He is not down there skiing on the lake of fire. Okay? I don't know where that came from. The Lord must have thought you were just a little too tense. I don't know. But I want you to get that, because let me tell you something. Let me tell you what young people are telling me just weeks ago when I was in a week of church camp. That the dragon is the good God. And this Christian God is the bad God. After all, read what he plans on doing to the planet. It is the dragon who is the real defender. Folks, we better get something straight. We need to know who's got the authority, who's got the keys, who is in charge of this. I hold the keys of death and Hades. John turns around to see the voice. That's really interesting that it says it that way. The Bible, the Talmud, the Jewish history, records that when God came down and descended on Mount Sinai and began to speak to the children of Israel, Jewish history records that they literally saw the voices of God. The Talmud records that the voice of God was not only heard, it was seen, and it broke apart into 70 voices. And guess how they saw the voice? As a tongue of fire. Does that sound familiar? It should. Because the anniversary of the giving of the law on Mount Sinai is the same day God poured out the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Did you know that? The very day that God gave the law to Moses and 3,000 sons of Israel were punished by death for their disobedience, that very day is the same day that God pours out the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of God, and 3,000 sons of Israel are born again. Are you beginning to see a pattern here? You should, because it's there. And so this should not surprise us at all. John turns to see the voice. Make note of Psalm 104 and verse 4. It talks about how God combines the wind and the fire. And the wind is another word for the Spirit of God. And we see His voice. So John turns and he sees this one dressed like a son of man. Well, we have to go back to Daniel, because it is imperative that we understand that John is not the only one who has seen this vision. Daniel chapter 7, this vision of the Son of Man, beginning in verse 9. "As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head was white as wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. And the court was seated, and the books were opened. And then jumping down to verse 13. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man coming in the clouds of heaven. How difficult is that to figure out? He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and it will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Remember what we read in Zechariah? In that day there will be one name and only one name. And it's a kingdom that will never stop. I have a friend whose father wants to believe, or believes, that we are in the kingdom of God now. And there is a sense in which that you and I, the moment we are born again, become citizen of that kingdom. But there is another sense that the fullness of the kingdom has not yet come. Yet, and I know that this young man believes, similar to the way I do, that the kingdom is coming. And I asked him, I said, Casey, how do you and your dad get along, having these two opposite views about the nature of the kingdom of God? He said, well, we argue a lot and we have fun talking about it. I said, well, what do you say? He said, well, one day I got so mad at him, I grabbed him by the arm and I took him over to the window. And I opened the window shade and I said, Dad, look out here. If this is the kingdom of God, something is seriously wrong. Out of the mouths of babes. Amen. Let me tell you something, folks. When Jesus comes back to establish his kingdom, there will be no Clintons, no Yeltsins, no communists, no Democrats, no Republicans. There will be one king. And his name will be the only name. No one will even dare to speak a name on par with his. And then you will know you are in the kingdom of God. Amen? There will be no competition for knowing who is the King of Kings in the kingdom of God.